In just 1 month, Taquan Pomar Taylor turns 18. His first goal is one many teenagers share, getting a driver's license. Until then, though, he's catching a ride with his parents. But an even bigger accomplishment for Taquan will be adjusting to life away from home.
During my whole life, I've been struggling with change, so I'm trying to adjust to that.
Those struggles led doctors to diagnose Taquan when he was 12 with ADHD, general anxiety, and mood disorder, a form of depression.
It was like one of those old moments. Like, it was like, okay, if I had it this whole time, them telling me that I had it wasn't really going to change me.
For Taquan's parents, Roy and Monica Lynch, raising a child with mental illness has brought both challenges and rewards.
He pretty much reintroduced me to parenting. Working with him, having that patience with him was very, very key, and it's something I still work on today.
That careful support has helped Taquan thrive. As a youth leader with the Boston Children's Museum, he got the opportunity last year to meet First Lady Michelle Obama at the White House, and he's attending college in the fall. But with Taquan on the verge of adulthood, he'll soon be responsible for managing his own care, something that both encourages and concerns his parents.
My fear is that my son will have a stress trigger in college, you know, and not have a support system around him, and that will be the beginning of spiraling downwards.
Taquan's parents have already started talking to him about his medical rights as an adult, in the hope that he'll keep them involved in his treatment.
You can always hopefully catch your loved one in a moment where they're willing to sign off on that paperwork. And so I would continue to do that and just try to keep him close and just, you know, share that I love him, I want to support him, and that we're not here to hurt the situation or hurt him.
For parents of adult children with mental illness, the question of medical guardianship is a difficult one, says Gary Zalkin, an attorney who specializes in mental health law.
I think it's a wonderful thing to avoid if you can. I think that taking away somebody's rights and having somebody else make decisions for them, I think, is an evil. I think it's good to not do that. The tricky part being that sometimes it's a greater evil to not do that.
That's because Massachusetts is just one of 5 states that doesn't require the mentally ill to take their medications or face hospitalization. Zalkin says that's why for families such as Taquan's, planning ahead is important.
The tricky thing is, you know, saying you're going to make all decisions when that's not going to happen in all situations is not good. You know, it's important to be honest and sincere, but as much as possible to have the individual's wishes guide treatment and guide where the parents do, I think, is important.
It's a delicate balance, admit Roy and Monica Lynch. At this point, Taquan has not given them medical guardianship, but he is involving them in his treatment decisions.
I'm trying to make sure that he knows what supports he needs, and he knows when that spiral might start so that he can kind of stop and ask us or someone in the school where he's at or someone, anyone, for help.
That's a key thing that he would always do, check in with home if he's ever unsure. Can almost guarantee that would happen.
Taquan says he plans to major in philosophy, and it's just one of many things on his list for the future.
My hope in life would be to have options, have choices for my life. I want to be able to choose my life.
James Edwards, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.